Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, as we're looking at the headlines this morning. Alan, I'm seeing this quote, North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States, warned President Donald Trump. It will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
That's right, David. The mass of opinion on the people who are trying to figure this out, Al Franken, Chuck Schumer, John McCain, has been that the president's words are really outrageously provocative. And as a result, if you say them, you have to be prepared to follow through with them. This has gotten even more response from the North Koreans, including the idea of specific American targets, air bases, and things of that kind. The problem here is that we are on a trajectory which may lead to total nuclear disaster. And this president, who has been seen as erratic by many people, is now seen as more than erratic, but dangerous, really dangerous. You know, sometimes we see these events in historical context. We see how dangerous they were. We know that President Kennedy and the Soviets had a confrontation over Cuba that, when you look back at it historically, is really scary. So in this case, we are not dealing with what now turns out to be a fairly rational Soviet leadership, but with a guy on either side who have had bouts with, for want of a better word, craziness. And that should have every American and every person around the world chewing on their fingers.
Another headline from USA Today. President Trump has sent private messages to Russia special counsel Robert Mueller. Through his lawyer, President Trump has sent private messages of appreciation to special counsel Robert Mueller.
Well, what this guy says or does doesn't mean anything. He's widely erratic. You know, at one point he tells the FBI director Comey that he was a good man, and the next thing he fires him. Tells Preet Bharara, we want you here, then fires him. You know, if he doesn't have a choice here, which is that he's convinced that Mueller is going to indict him, or he's going to indict him in the court of public opinion, he will take the only steps that are available to him, which is somehow to fire Mueller.
According to a new CNN poll, Alan, nearly three-quarters of Americans, 73%, say they can't trust all or most of what they hear in official communications from the White House. Among Republicans, 50% say they can trust most of what the White House says, 47% say they cannot.
Well, I want to return to our original conversation here, David, because things are very, very dangerous now, both domestically and internationally. What are we going to do, send a fireball to North Korea with the Chinese sitting right there? I think one of the reasons that the Chinese voted with us in the UN resolution offering more sanctions to North Korea is they know how dangerous this is. If Trump is off the wall enough to issue major threats to the North Koreans, which have always been ready to respond with threats of their own, then when you come to the domestic side, this just adds to the perception that this is a country in great conflict, and certainly would have some bearing on what North Korean and other leaders would do around the world.
Finally, Alan, actress Cynthia Nixon, famous for her role in Sex and the City, was on NBC's Today show yesterday and acknowledged that a lot of people would like her to run for governor. She's particularly upset with the inequality between children in wealthy schools and kids in poor schools, and she did go after Governor Cuomo on the program.
Well, talk is cheap. We'll see whether she actually does it or not. Cuomo is a centrist, meaning he's almost a Republican at times. And the idea that he would have yet another left-wing opponent, because those are left-wing sentiments, must be music to his ears, because the whole idea is you see a big pot of voters and you want to make sure you get the ones on the left as well as the ones on the center. When Nixon talks about this perception that poor kids are treated worse, it's true. On the other hand, does it set you up to win an election? We do know that in upstate New York, Cuomo was so unpopular that when Zephyr Teachout ran against him in a primary, she cleaned his clock in the upstate counties. Whether somebody with a more left message would do the same thing, that's anybody's guess.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David. And thank you, by the way, for handling, in addition to all your other major responsibilities, you get there at 3:30 in the morning and you work all morning, and then you were handling the roundtable too, and you did a remarkable job. We all thank you.
My pleasure to do it, and I thank you for your sentiment.